With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The 24th anniversary of a very dark day in American history is not passing unnoticed, unremembered. The almost 3,000 victims of the 9/11 attacks live in the nation's collective memory, and they're being honored today. In New York, at the World Trade Center site, where a lonely bell tolls and the names of those who died are once again read aloud. There are memorial ceremonies at the Pentagon and near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, as well as in villages, towns, and cities, small and large, all across the country. The FBI says a high-powered bolt-action rifle has been recovered near the rooftop perch where an assassin fired the bullet that killed Charlie Kirk. Police believe the gunman, thought to be of college age, jumped from the roof and fled into a nearby neighborhood. President Trump calls Charlie Kirk, the Turning Point USA CEO and Salem radio talk host, a martyr for truth and freedom.
For years, those on the radical left have compared wonderful Americans like Charlie to Nazis and the world's worst mass murderers and criminals. This kind of rhetoric is directly responsible for the terrorism that we're seeing in our country today, and it must stop right now.
Charlie Kirk was felled by a single bullet. 31 years old, the outspoken Christian conservative leaves behind a wife and two young children and a legacy that does live on. The fires of inflation remain oh so hard to extinguish. Consumer prices rose 2.9% last month from a year ago. That's up from 2.7% the previous month, and it is the biggest increase since January. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 492 points. And this is SRN News. New poll about God and politics.
The Pew Research Center has been asking Americans if they think the Almighty takes a hand on Election Day. When considering the 2024 presidential election specifically, 49% of respondents say they do not believe that God was involved. 32% think President Trump's victory is part of God's plan, but that doesn't mean that he approves of all of Mr. Trump's policies. Those percentages were about the same in 2020. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hong Kong lawmakers have rejected a bill that would have granted recognition to same-sex partnerships in the Chinese city, a major setback to the LGBT movement. The legislation, which stopped short of formally legalizing gay marriage, stemmed from one of the recent Hong Kong court rulings that pushed the government to offer more accommodations to LGBT people. Out of the lawmakers who attended the meeting, 71 voted against the bill, 14 approved it, 1 abstained. This is SRN News. It was a reunion of sorts in London.
Prince Harry joining his father, King Charles III, for tea at his Clarence House in London. The first time they've met in well over a year. The two have been very distant since Harry and his wife Meghan left royal life and moved to California 5 years ago. Harry met with his father following an engagement at the Center for Blast Injury Studies at Imperial College in London. There had been speculation Harry might meet with his father after he arrived Monday in the UK. Jason Walker reporting.
Some belt-tightening in the works. A Danish pharmaceutical giant Novo Nordisk, a company behind the weight loss drug Wegovy, is cutting about 9,000 jobs, most of them in Denmark. The drug maker says the goal is to strengthen the company's focus on growth opportunities in obesity and diabetes medications. More details, SRNNews.com.